I mean, I think we got enough guys, enough good coaches, enough players around to, keep helping them out and, keep, it's this and that, I see this here, and, kind of giving them, our knowledge and everything, and I think it was going to help them.
Are there things that you've seen from it in terms of, like, where he needs to be working on, or do you see?
Or he needs to work on?
Yeah, when you look at his game.
I can't really say what he needs to work on. I just think, just being out there and the more experience you get, I know for me personally, the more experience just being out there and getting comfortable on the field, the better and better I feel. So I can only, he probably feel the same way. So.
What about the defense as a whole heading into the opener? Do you feel like you guys are where you need to be?
We're going to see on Sunday, but I feel like we definitely have a, just the whole off season, starting from OTAs and then even going into summer camp, it's a different beat. Not saying preseason went exactly 100% how we wanted it to go, but I feel like right now we understand what needs to be done, and it's a matter of going out there and getting it done.
So after you got hit, you're apparently going through the protocol thing and you're good to go or close to it?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I'm clear if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Yeah, I'm clear, so I think I'm good.
Does the fact that some of those preseason games, you gave up a lot of early completions and yards, does that mean anything at all, or is that just...
Not really. Y'all know from just being around in the league, it's a week-to-week league, period. It's all about your last performance, what have you done lately, So I think with it being, preseason, it's good to go out there and, get the jitterbugs out and, get out there and get active. But, it's the real thing now. And this is all what it's going to be based off of from starting with week one. So
you talked earlier about the defense. What's different? What convinces you that this
year's it's just a different beat, man. I think, with this being another year, guys are together. A lot of the same guys came back. I know definitely in the secondary and, up front. So, you're familiar with playing with your guys and just, the bond, and the energy that everyone's moving with. I feel like we're going to shock a lot of people.
Does the defense feel any extra burden given how productive the offense has been and how much is expected of you?
I mean, like I was just telling him, I think, just as an athlete, your competitive nature, I think you always want to be the best. I think we got a defense full of guys that feel like that. They want to be the best at their position and want to be on the best defense. But like I said, it's more than just words. We understand that. And I feel like we've been putting in the work, and it's time. It's showtime on our Sunday.
What's the biggest challenge?
I think they got a balance. I guess they got to have a balanced offense. They got I think they had one of the top, running attacks in the league last year. I know they got a lot of young receivers, and so you really don't know what to expect out of them because, they're unproven. You don't really know what they got so right now. But and Mariota, he's definitely been getting better every year since I've seen him, in this league. And so we definitely got a hard task, nothing to overlook or anything. So we know we got to go against. So
with a team like this, as good as they are, at least everyone thinks they're going to be as good as they are, does this kind of set a win against a team like this can kind of sort of build momentum for the rest of the season?
Oh yeah, definitely, man. I think just coming out the gate week one, man, and like you said, with a good balanced offense and a team. I'm not sure what their record was last year, but I know they got a pretty young upcoming team, and so it's definitely going to be a good challenge for us as a team, period. And we want to set the tone for the season.